Dreamscape presents Courting Mr. Emerson by Melody Carlson. Narrated by Stina Nielsen. 1. George Emerson didn't need anybody, or so he told himself as he carefully shaved with his straight-edged razor, just like he always did, 7 days a week, at exactly 7:07 each morning. George knew that most men used more modern razors. But this silver implement had been left to him by the grandfather who had helped raise him. Wiping his razor across a soft, terry towel, he stretched his neck to examine his smoothly shaved chin in the foggy mirror. He could see better with his reading glasses, but after so many years of the same routine, George felt certain the job was done right. As he closed the bathroom window, shutting out the humming music of his overly friendly neighbor, George wondered if there was some polite way to avoid Lorna Atwood this morning. She'd been puttering around her yard for the last 10 minutes, and George felt certain it was in the hopes of catching him on his way to work. As he replaced the cap on his Barbasol shave cream and returned his razor to its chipped ceramic mug, a pinging in the kitchen told him that the coffee was done. The automatic-timed coffee maker was one of the few modern perks that George had been talked into a few years ago. But as with most electronic devices, he still didn't fully trust the fancy machine. What if it got its wires crossed and decided to make coffee in the middle of the night? George peeked out the kitchen window as he filled his stainless steel travel cup with steaming coffee, only to see that Lorna was now sitting on her front porch. He slipped 2 thin slices of whole wheat bread into the toaster, removed a hard-boiled egg from the fridge, and poured himself a small glass of grapefruit juice. This was his standard weekday breakfast. On weekends, he'd sometimes fry or poach himself an egg. Or, if feeling particularly festive, he might stroll over to the Blue Goose Diner and splurge on pancakes and bacon, which he'd leisurely consume while reading the newspaper. Although it had probably been more than a year since he'd indulged in that. But today was Friday, and by 7:27, George's breakfast was finished, his dishes washed. With his travel mug refilled and briefcase in hand, he locked his front door, checked to be sure it was secure, then checked again just in case. Lingering for a moment, he pretended to check his watch, glancing left and right to be sure Lorna wasn't lurking nearby. The sun seemed high in the sky for late May, but that was only because he'd never fully adjusted to the late start days that Warner High had implemented last fall. Although it had...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?